Today, Shem Sechta, Saita Dav Chav Tes, we will be, Ezra Hashem Yisbarach, begin on Dav Chav Ches Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. In our previous shir on Dav Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara had quoted a machloikus of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara had said that Rabbi Kiva had learned the halachas, he had learned various halachas from the fact that the Torah says the word Tumah three times. And because the Torah says Tumah three times, the Rabbi Kiva learned, one of the halacha they learned was that Tumah, the Saita may not eat Tumah. So ask the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel, we need to understand, ask the Gemara, what was the dialogue between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva? Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva discussed the halacha of truma, if a saita may eat truma. Rekiva spoke about truma, made ilay, and he responded to Rekiva about kahuna. Regarding the halacha is, if a saita husband died, can she marry a kohen? And the Gemara's question therefore is, we don't understand, what is this dialogue all about? Says the Gemara, Rasu, the Rekiva, Rekiva that used those three psukim did not have a pasuk that teach us indeed that a kohen lekuhuna menale. From where will Rabbi Kiva learn that a saita may not marry a kohen? So Rashi asks, maybe Rabbi Kiva will hold that a saita may marry a kohen. So Rashi says it's difficult to say that, and the reason Rashi says it's difficult to say that because if the halacha is that she can't eat truma, she certainly can't eat, she can't marry a kohen. That's why the Gemara, says Rashi, assumed that Rabbi Kiva certainly holds that the saita may not marry a kohen. The Gemara just wants to know from where Rabbi Kiva learns it. If we're going to actually suggest, Rabbi Kiva will not need a pasuk. Shrei also ba sofik zayna, the Torah treats a sofik zayna kizayna, just like a regular zayna, and we know that the kohen may not marry a zayna, as the pasuk says, isha zayna v'chalol lo yikachu, and that's why Rabbi Kiva doesn't need a special limud. So ask the Gemara if that's the approach that Rabbi Kiva is going to take. So then truma nami lo tabay kro, then he shouldn't need a pasuk that she's not allowed to eat truma either. Shrei also suffix zayna kazayna. If we're saying that we're treating her because she's a suffix zayna as a zayin, the Torah says, "Obas kain kisil izar he betruma sakotchem leisoichel." That once a woman falls into this category, the halacha is that she's not allowed to eat truma. So why do we need to have a special limud? Tysus suggests that maybe the isser of marrying, being married to somebody who being married if she was mezana is stricter. And Tysus says we could say that maybe the isser for to be with a husband is stricter than truma and eating being married to a kohen. But Tysus says that approach doesn't work anymore. Once Rabbi Kiva says that she can't eat truma, she obviously cannot, she should not be allowed to marry a kohen. Ella, says the Gemara, we have to re-understand Rabbi Kiva's opinion. Ella Rabbi Kiva, Abba Kruaksiv. According to Rabbi Kiva, there are four psukim that use the word tuma, and the purpose of those four psukim are to teach us chad labal, that until once she becomes a saita, until we're able to determine what is her status, if she's innocent or guilty, she can't live with her husband. Chad Labayil wants to teach us that she can't live with the suspected adulterer. And if the husband would divorce her or died without her drinking, still she will never be allowed to marry this man. The Chad Lakuna, one pasuk is coming to teach us that she can't marry Kayin. Chad Latruma, and one is that she can't eat truma. And as Rashi said earlier, even if she's a bas kohen, and even if her husband is a kohen, so no matter how we look at her, she should be allowed to eat truma. The halacha says that she's not allowed to eat truma. And this is the makar. This is the source, as we discussed in our previous year, that Safek Tumah is Tamei Rishus HaYachid, and that's why the site is treated in such a serious fashion. The only question is, why in Rishus HaRabim, why are we lenient in Rishus HaRabim? Yes, as far as the husband is concerned, the Torah only said that we're going to not allow her to live with her husband if it happened in Rishus HaYachid. But why should the halacha be that in Rishus HaYachid, that as far as Truma, or as far as being married to a Kohen, we should be machmer, even if it took place, we should be strict, even if it took place in Rishus HaRabim. The Shev Shemaitza, and this is a concept that we discussed at the end of our previous year, says that this Gemara is again a raya to the opinion of the Rambam, that we quoted in our previous year. The opinion of the Rambam is that Sofik deraisa, that when we have a Sofik deraisa, mid deraisa we're makel. And therefore, since here we have a Sofik deraisa, that's why we're really taking a more lenient approach and being lenient unless the Torah tells us not to. Rabbi Shmuel says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that says that we have three psukim. My desu kra, l'truma. Why do we say that the pasuk is coming to teach us that a site does not eat truma lakuna as a kavachomer? And the reason we say she's not allowed to marry a kohen is because we learn from a kavachomer. Dilma, since the psukim are not explicit, kietzrich lakuhuna, maybe we should say that the pasuk is coming to teach us that the soita is not allowed to marry a kohen via truma, and she actually should be allowed to eat truma. Amalach, mistabra, the pasuk of Tumah, says Rabbi Shmuel, it makes more sense to say that that pasuk is coming to teach us a din legabe as far as truma. Why? Because the other two times when the pasuk uses the word Tumah, everybody agrees they come to teach us the baal, that she can't live with a husband, or the boil, and she can't live with the suspected adulterer. Ma'al abal or boil, Michaim, when does she become prohibited to live with her husband and to live with the adulterer when they're alive? Because that's what the whole Torah is teaching us, that as long as she's a pasuk teaching us, that as long as she's a soita, she can't live with her husband. And af truma, Nam Mechayim. Why? When can she eat truma? Also, that if she becomes a soita, she can't eat truma until she drinks the Mayim Amarim and her status is established. Lefuki Kahuna, when we speak about Kahuna, when would there be a question if this woman may or may not marry Kohen? It's only Lachamisa, after the husband died. Because we can't say that's referring to a situation the husband is still alive and he divorced her, because then she would be a grusha. And Allah is a kohen, can't marry grusha anyway. So she would be us to the kohen. It must be that the husband died, and the Torah is teaching us that after the husband, and Allah is teaching us that after the husband died, so she's only an almana, not a grusha. A kohen may marry an almana, and Allah here is, this site may not marry a kohen. But since the halacha of truma is much more similar to the isra baal abayil, suggests the Gemara we're going to say it's talking about truma rather than talking about kohen. Rabbi Kiva, that says that the vav teaches us that she can't marry kohen. Why don't we learn that limud that way? If we only had one limud, we would say it affects truma, teaches us truma. Says the Gemara, why don't we say that once we know that she may not eat truma, so she certainly may not marry a kohen? Answers the Gemara, Dumi the Baal HaBayil is Leslie. This concept that the Gemara just suggested, that truma is the more obvious lesson from the pasuk because it's similar to Baal HaBayil, is not something that Rabbi Kiva subscribes to. So we only had one limud, we only had one pasuk, we would use it to teach us that she's not allowed to marry a kohen, and we wouldn't know that she's not allowed to eat truma. Now that we have two psukim, we are able to learn both that she's not allowed to eat truma and that she may not marry a kohen. Inami, another teretz that the Gemara suggests, Islay. It is a good limud. And if it's a good limud, the pasuk is more likely coming to speak about truma. But if the pasuk is more likely coming to speak about truma, so now the question comes back, why do we need a pasuk for that she can't marry a kohen? If she can't eat truma, shouldn't that be obvious that she should not be allowed to marry, that she should not be married a kohen? Answers the Gemara, absolutely. But there's a rule in Shas, milsa da'asi b'kal v'chomer, sometimes that something that's taught through a kal v'chomer, tarach v'kosel akra, the pasuk goes out of its way to say it. And as I saw the Mefarshim explain what is behind the concept of milsa da'asi b'kal v'chomer, tarach v'kosel akra, so I saw that because the question is that, as those that say Kabbonis in the morning, we have the Rabbi Shmuel says the Shlois Eser Midos, the 13 ways that the Torah nedreshes behen. And all of those 13 ways are full-fledged limudim. So if they're all full-fledged limudim, why is this not similar to everything else? So I saw that the Mefarshim explained very nicely. All the other limudim are based on psukim, how to learn the pasuk in the Torah. And when it's a limud that's here to teach us how to learn a pasuk in the Torah, it's obvious that that's what Rabbi Shmuel teaches us, that these are legitimate ways of learning the pasukim in the Torah. However, a kal v'chomer is based on logic. And anything that's based on logic could theoretically be refuted. Somebody else could come out with a question that says that the logic doesn't work. And therefore, even though a kal v'chomer is considered a full-fledged limud midaraisa, and it's one of the things that the Rabbi Shmuel teaches us is a legitimate way to learn what the Torah wants. But still, by a kal v'chomer, because it's only based on logic, which technically or theoretically could be refuted, torach v'kosel akra, the pasuk goes out of its way to say it explicitly. Says the Gemara, we learned in our previous year that the halacha is that when we say that Safik Tumah, and we spoke about Safik Tumah, we spoke about Safik Tumah Rishus HaYochid, Safik Tumah Rishus HaRabim, says the Gemara, and we learned that halacha only applies by something Shiesh by Das Lishol, that has the intelligence that you could ask. Because we learned from Saita, and the Saita, we're dealing with human beings that could answer what happened or what didn't happen. Amrav Gila Marav, Dov Shiesh by Das We learn from this pasuk. The pasuk says regarding the carbon shlomim that we know that the meat of a carbon shlomim is eaten to the owner. The pasuk says, so if we look at those words, the pasuk is saying, only if it's tamei for sure, that's when the halacha is, it may not be eaten. Hasavik tamei. The Safek Tar, if we're not quite sure, the pasuk seems to teach us that yoichel, you're allowed to eat it. And as the Tosfos Ranch explains the Gemara, it's difficult to explain that the pasuk means to say, well, if it's certainly tamei and you'll eat it, you'll be over alav. And if it's a Safek, there's only an essay, because the Torah doesn't work that way, explains the Tosfos Ranch. The Torah works with absolutes. It is tamei, or it isn't tamei. So, aim a sefer, but ask the Gemara, let's continue learning the pasuk. The pasuk says, v'basar kol tayo yoichel basar. Isn't that pasuk teaching us, v'adei tar hu de yoichel basar, ha safek tamei v'safek tar, if somebody's in status of safek lo yoichel, el lav shmamina. So how do we reconcile these two pasukim? One pasuk seems to teach us that if it's a safek, you can't eat the carbon shlamim. And one pasuk seems to indicate that when a suffix, you may eat. How do we reconcile the two pasukim? Says the Gemara, the way to reconcile it, alav shmamina, kan she yesh by das lishol, kan she ein by das lishol. When it's a yesh by das lishol, we are machmer by the suffix. When it's ein by das lishol, we're lenient. But ask the Gemara, so now we have two sources to teach us the halacha of a suffix tumah, and even to teach us this halacha by yesh by das lishol and ein by das lishol. So the Gemara's question is, why do we need two psukim to teach us the same halacha? Vitzrich Rav Gidla Marav, Vitzrich Ligma Mesoita. Dima Drav have Amina Bein Bishus Yochab Bein Bishus Rabim. This Sukkim by the Kabin Shlomim do not distinguish between if it happened in Rishus Yochab and Rishus Rabim. That's what we have to learn from a Saita. We know that Allah very much differentiates between a Rishus Yochan and a Rishus Rabin. And if we only had the limit from Saita, Avamina Adi Ika, Adi Ika Das, Legeya, Umagia. Because by the Saita, we have the woman and the man, and they're both Das by Das Lishal. But maybe that's the only time it's considered Yesh by Das Lishal. So we learn from the Loch of Shlomim that where it's the person and the piece of meat. So there's only one of the parties is Yesh by Das Lishol to teach us that that alone is enough to be considered Yesh by Das Lishol. So as we've been quoting in our Shiurim, we have the Machlokes of the Rambam and the Rashba. If Sofik Tumah B'Shusay, Sofik Daraisa, that the Halacha is L'chumra, is that Midaraisa or Midrabanan? The Rashba's opinion is that it's Midaraisa, and the Rambam's opinion is that it's Midrabanan. And as we've said, that the Chavistah says that our Gemara is the proof to the Rambam's opinion. Because the Pasuk says, we just learned, the Pasuk says, V'abosa she'iga b'chol tomei. And the Gemara immediately said that when it says tomei, it means vadei tomei. And when the Torah says tohor, it means somebody who's vadei tohor. So we see from here the Torah is only speaking about absolutes, and therefore the Rambam says that when it's a suffix, the Torah doesn't speak about sfeikus. And the Torah actually will hold that a suffix is, we don't have to be machmer, it's only a new din that the Rabbanan instituted. The same would be regarding, explains the Chavistas, regarding loy soichel chaylev, where we're not allowed to eat non-kosher food. The Rambam's going to hold that only vade chaylev is osim midaraisa. Sofik chaylev would not be osim. But the Chavistas says that there are certain cases where the Rambam will agree with the Rashba, the sofik deraisa. He says the Rambam will agree that one may do an Aveira in a case of a Suffolk. Like we just said, if somebody has Chalif, that, and he doesn't know if it's Chalif or not, according to the Rambam, the Torah says, L'Soichel Chalif, and the Rambam says, what the Torah means to say, that only if it's Vadai Chalif, may you not eat it. If it's Sokvik Chalif, Midaraisa, you may eat it. But, says the Chavistas, if when the Torah says a halacha, it doesn't state it in negative term, loy soichel chelev, don't eat chelev, but Torah says, mikol ashiyaver, from where we learn that only a healthy animal, an animal which is not a treifa, can be used for carbon, there the Rambam will agree what the Torah is teaching us is that we only could use an animal which we know is certainly a healthy animal. But if we're going to have a suffix, if the animal is a treifa or not. Since the Torah expressed this halacha in a positive form, even the Rambam says the Chavistas will agree that you can't use such an animal that's a suffix treifa for a carbon. Similarly, he says when the Torah says, V'lekachta lechem b'yoyim arishin, the Torah tells us a mitzvah to take the dal minim. Says the Chavistas, the Rambam will hold that if you have an esrig, and you have a suffix on the esrig, if it's a kosher esrig or not. So the Rambam, using his concept, ought to say that the halacha is that you could use it. Suffix deraisa were makel. But the truth is it won't be that way. Because, says the Chavistas, since the Torah says it in a positive, v'lekachtem lechem, what the Torah means to say, that you have to take an esrig, which is certainly an esrig. And if it's a suffix, if it's a kosher esrig, the Rambam will agree that you can't use it, even though he holds suffix deraisa, midaraisa is lekula. The sheretz is an avatoma. And a sheretz is metama adam v'kelim, a person and vessels, and foods and drink. A food, a keli, a vessel that became tummy from the sheretz, is a Rishon L'Tumah. And a Rishon L'Tumah cannot be metama adam v'kelim. It could only be metama oichlam amashkin. So if you'll have oichlam amashkin in a keli that became a rishon l'tuma, they will become a sheni l'tuma. If you'll have other kelim in the keli that is a rishon l'tuma, they won't become tame. So now we have these oichlam amashkin that are sheni l'tuma. The halacha is, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, they don't have the ability to make, a sheni does not have the ability to make a shlishi. That's by regular food. But if they touch truma, the truma becomes tamei, but it becomes a shlishi l'tuma. But there's a very important terminology we need to establish. There's a word called tamei, and there's a word called posel. The difference between tamei and posel is that tamei is something that could spread tumah further. And posel is something that is only tumah but can't spread tumah further. If this shlishi l'tumah, which is tumah by truma, touches kaidish, this revi l'kaidish is posel. As we speak about a kli cheres is different than other types of kalim, as we discussed when we learned the Mishnah. Other kelim that come in contact with a sheretz become tamei. Kli cheres only becomes tamei when the sheretz is suspended in the interior of the kli cheres. We learned in the Mishnah that by b'yom darsha rekiva, the kol kli cheres ashiyipa mema toichay kol hashem toichay yitma. The Rabbi Kiva says the word yitma that we just read should be pronounced yitamei. That what's in the keli can be metamei further. And therefore we learned that the oichel, the food that's in this keli, which becomes a sheni l'tuma, the keli became a rishon l'tuma because of the sheretz in it. The food that's in that keli now became a sheni l'tuma, can make something a shlish l'tuma. And that's where Rabbi Shua said that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai disagreed and said that there's no sheni l'tuma that could be metama further. And that's why he said the future generations will make a mistake that there's no such a, that there isn't even something like a shlishi l'tuma. Says the Gemara on Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, where the Mishnah said that because of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's opinion, people will even hold that a shlishi l'tuma is not tamei, because there is no limud according to him from a pasuk. Ask the Gemara, Macha de Einloi, if indeed Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai doesn't agree with the way Rabbi Kiva learns the pasuk. And there is no source to teach us of a shlishi, so lama tamei, maybe the halacha is that it won't be tamei. Amri Yehuda Marav, min ha-Torah Einloi, indeed he doesn't have a source from the pasuk in the Torah to teach us such a halacha. However, medin kavachaymer yeshloi, he could get there through a kavachaymer. The Torah says that if a person is tamei, he goes to the mikveh. The day he goes to the mikveh, he's called a tful yoim. So as far as chul is concerned, he could eat them immediately after he went to the mikveh, and they will remain tahar. But the halach is that he has to have herif shemesh. He has to have herif shemesh in order to eat truma, in order to eat kachim. Says the Gemara the Kavachayim, Mat tful yoyim, shemot b'chulin. If a tful yoyim is allowed to have chulin, the halach is, paisa b'truma, not only is he not allowed to eat truma, if he touches truma, it will become tamei, kikar, sheni. If you have a kikar, that's a bread that's in this keli, shepasa b'chulin, that's considered tamei, because as we said at the beginning of this part of the shir, that any food that's in that keli cheres becomes tamei, because the pasuk says kol shebetoicha yitma ein adin, certainly shiyasa shlishi betruma, that it should have the din, that it should have the ability to become make a shlishi. So Rashi and all the Rishonim ask a question. Yes, we're learning from the kikar. The kikar is a sheni. How do we know? So that would be the halacha. How do we use a kavachomer to say it can make a shlishi? Isn't there a halacha by kavachomer? Daya lovim min adin, lias kanidan. And Dayan Lias Kanida means that we're learning something, it could only be similar to what we're learning from. So the pasuk that we're learning from only establishes that there's a sheni. The pasuk doesn't establish anything further. So how can we take the pasuk any further? So Rashi answers, yes, there is a rule, b'chol ha'Torah kulo dayi lovam and adin liyis kanidan. But we only apply that rule if we'll be able to use the Kal V'Chomer. But if the Kal V'Chomer becomes completely refuted, and by completely refuting the Kal V'Chomer, we won't have any limud, then we don't apply the halacha of dayi. Ikel mifrach, says the Gemara, but the Kal V'Chomer has a different question. Mal tful yoyim ken avatoma. The tful yoyim actually emanated from being an avatoma. He was a Zov, or a Zava, or a Tamei Meis, or a Metzaira. And then he finished, the procedure called for him to go to the mikvah. But he started off as an Avatoma. Teisei, Metzul Yoim, but the case over here, the spread, was never an Avatoma. Answers, Gemara, Teisei Metzul Yoim, the Sheretz. Somebody who came in contact with a Sheretz, never makes somebody into an avatoma. The person who touches the sheretz is only a rishon l'tumah, says the Gemara. But yes, the person who touches the sheretz is not an avatoma, he's only a rishon l'tumah. But the sheretz is an avatoma. So there is an element of avatoma. Malot for yom, the sheretz, she can be minoy avatoma. There is an avatoma by people. The bread can never be an avatoma. Klicher shichiach. We'll learn, says the Gemara, we'll learn from a klicheris, that a klicheris can never become an avatoma, yet it has the ability to make oichlin or mashkin tame if they're inside a klicheris that became tame. So we see the fact that there's no element of avatoma there is not make a difference. But ask the Gemara, mal klicheris. Klicheres has a different chumr that we keep on repeating. She came a tamei aviroi. Anything that enters the airspace of the klicheres becomes tamei. So that's why klicheres is unique. Says Gemara, tful yom yichiach. So that will use a tful yom of all the different types of tuma that don't have that special rule that they become tamei from the interior. And says the Gemara v'chazai day, and we go back and forth. Loi rizek rizeh, v'loi rizek rizeh. Hatzad shav mehem. The halach is shemetarim b'cholim, that a sheni doesn't make a shlishi by chulin, but it does make a shlishi by truma. Koshken kikah sheni shepoisel b'chulin, that may not eat chulin, the poisel b'truma. That the halach is that if a tful yoyim does that, certainly that will be by a sheni. V'dor achaparach, but says the Gemara, future generations. So that's why Herb Yechim and Zakkai will have a way to establish that Sheni Oysa Shlishi by Truma. But says the Gemara, Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, but we learned in the Mishnah, there was a concern that later generations will be dissatisfied. Why? Mal Tzad Shavash Ben Shiken Yesh Ben Tzad Chomer. They both have something that makes them have a Chumra. These things could be an Avatoma, and these things, and the Tzeichleris could have the din that it's tummy from its interior. But whereas the kikasheni doesn't have any of these chumras. And that's why the Gemara wants to suggest it would not be a legitimate Kal V'Chomer. Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai says that that's not a legitimate way of refuting a Kal V'Chomer. Tzad Chomer Leparach. If they don't have the same chumra, even though they have a chumra, the halacha is that it's enough to be still a good Kal V'Chomer. Tanya continues the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yossi, as we said in our introductory remarks, when we speak about Kodesh, Kodesh could go up to the degree of a Revi. Says the Gemara, Tanya Amar Rabbi Yossi, Menayin Revi, B'Kodesh Apostle, how do we know it could go up to that degree? For Dinhu. Says the Gemara, we make the following Kal V'Chomer. Ma Mechusa Kippurim. A person who became Tamei, and sometimes, besides that he has to go through various procedures, and he has to go to the mikveh, and he has to have Herif Shemesh, he also has to bring a carbon. And until he brings a carbon, he's called a Mechusa Kippurim. That the halach is such an individual, is Mutav Truma, until he brings the Kabbonis, he's allowed to eat Truma, but he's pasul b'kodesh. He can't eat kachim until he brings the kabon, until he brings the kabonis. So shlishi that has the chumrah that he's pasul b'truma ain't a din. Certainly, a shlishi should have the, so it's stricter, because here we have a situation that the shlishi is tame as far as hilchas truma is concerned. Ain't a din. Certainly, she asks her via b'kodesh. And here too, the rishonim point out, as we learned earlier in our shir, that this is a violation of dayoi, but we still learn this kal v'chomer, because otherwise there would be no point in learning the kal v'chomer, and then we, in those circumstances, we don't learn, we don't say dayoi. L'manu shlish l'kodesh min ha-Torah. So says the Gemara, now that the Torah, the Gemara says, we're going to learn an explicit pasuk that says that kodesh goes up to the degree of shlishi, and now we have the kal v'chomer to teach us that it goes to the revi'i. So ask the Gemara, you just said that there's a pasuk that teaches us that there's a din of a shlishi b'kodesh. Ask the Gemara, shlishi l'kodesh m'tayra menolon, the ksiv abos ha-shiga b'chol tamei lo yoichol. The Torah says that if a carbon, which pasuk that we quoted earlier in our shiur, that a carbon shlomim comes in contact with any type of tama, lo yoichol becomes disqualified. Says the Gemara, milay askinan, when the, isn't this pasuk referring even to a situation, the naga b'sheni, that the basar of the carbon touched a sheni l'tumah? Because the Torah is teaching us that a sheni l'tumah is tamei. Where do we know midaraisa that a sheni l'tumah is considered tamei? A halacha that we learned in our shir, says the Gemara, because we learned in our shir that the pasuk says v'kol kli cheres ashiyipa mehem al toichoi kol asher toichoi yitma. So we see that anything that's inside is tamei. And what? How do we explain that a sheretz was suspended in the kli cheres? The sheretz was suspended in the kli cheres, and it makes the food, makes the kli cheres a rishon, and the food in it is a kli, is a sheni, and the Torah calls that food tamei sheni. The Torah calls that food, that's a sheni l'tumah tamei. So when the pasuk says v'abos ashiyiga b'chol tamei lo yoichol, it's ostensibly speaking about food that touched the sheni. And what does the Torah say about a carbon that touches a sheni? A makra lo yoichol. So we have an explicit pasuk that teaches us that a food that becomes a shlishi l'tumah by kachim may not be eaten, that it's osur. And then we have the kal v'chomer that we learned a moment ago, revi'i mekal v'chomer k'damarin. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, tama beribi. The explanation of Rabbi Yossi, who's beribi, he was a huge Talmud Chacham, he was the Gol Ador, eini yodeya. I really can't understand what he said. Shrei tshuvasa b'tzidai, what he said could be refuted. Oichel ba machs b'tayoyim yachiyach. Why can't we bring a raya from food that came in contact with a tefil yoyim? We can learn shepasol betruma, that if a tefil yoyim touches truma, he makes the truma into a shlishi, v'ena oyser revi b'kodesh. But if he touched kachim, it doesn't make a revi, he makes it a shlishi. So we see that there is no source for revi b'kodesh. The Tanya, and the Gemara explains this. The Tanya Abishol Oymer, tefil yoyim, the halacha is that a tful yoim that didn't, that went to the mikvah but didn't have hair of shemesh, the halacha is he's considered a sheni l'toma. What does that mean by when we say that he's a sheni l'toma? He doesn't make chul and tamei, and he makes truma into a shlishi. And the halacha is, to, and that truma can make a revi b'kodesh. So it says the Gemara, chil l'kodesh. The halacha is that the tful yoim, in certain aspects, we just said he's considered like a sheni as far as trum is concerned, but as far as kodesh is concerned, he's considered like a rishon, the tamishnayim, that he can make 2 degrees after a tamei. That means there'll be a sheni latoma and a shlishi latoma, which are tamei. And as we said earlier in Ashir, the definition of tamei is that it could spread tuma further. Ulifsal echad, and it can make 1 degree, meaning a revi. A revi is possible by kodesh because it itself is considered tamei, but it's not tamei enough to spread tumah further. So he learns that a tefillah is considered, Rabbi Shaul learns that a tefillah is considered, as far as Kaddish is concerned, a Rishon. Ramea Omer, that he doesn't agree. And he says that just like by Truma, we consider him a Sheni, as far as Kaddish as well, we only consider him a Sheni. And Metame Echad, and therefore the Halach is, he makes what he touches a Shlishi, just like he makes it into a Shlishi B'Kaddish. And then when that touches something, or Paisel Echad, it makes what it touches into a Revi, which is only Pasel, doesn't go further. The Chum Aymrim, and the Chum say that the Tful Yoim is not a Sheni Latoma. A Tful Yoim, says the Chachamim, is an individual who went to the mikveh. And once this individual went to the mikveh, he's Tahar. Just as a new din, that if he touches Kachim, or he touches Truma, they become disqualified. Kishem Shepaisel Oichet Truma, or Mashke Truma, that if he touches something that's Truma, whether it's a food or a liquid that's Truma, you may not eat it. Kach Paisel Oichle Kodesh Mashke Kodesh. It only makes a Shlishi, but not any further. So what do we see from here? That we don't agree to the Kal V'Chaymer. Because if we learned from the Kal V'Chaymer, he should say that if there's a Shlishi by Truma, there's a Revi by Kodesh. Ask the Gemara, and the Rabbanan clearly don't hold that way. Maskla Rabbapapa, says the Gemara, ask Rabbapapa, I don't understand what you're saying. My Rabbi Yossi Rabbanan Sfirle, what forces us to say the Rabbi Yossi agrees with Rabbanan? Doma Kabashol Sfirle, let's say that he holds like Kabashol, the Omer, that clearly said, L'tame Shnayim Elif Selechot, that he holds like Abishol, that clearly says that by Kodesh there's a Sheni and a Shlishi, and a Revi. So we'll say the Rabbi Yossi agrees with him, and now with the Chachamim, and therefore saying the Rabbi Yossi, well, how do you say that that there's a Revi B'Kodesh, because he's agreeing with Abishol. And says the Gemara, If we're going to want to say that Rabbi Yossi holds like Abishol, leisel v'Revi Kodesh, then he should be able to learn that there's a concept of Revi Kodesh, ma'ochel shabar machm tefil yoyim. He should talk about the case of the tefil yoyim that we just said. If an oichel comes in contact with a tefil yoyim, the tefil yoyim gufei, an individual who went to the mikveh today, as we started the sugya, muta b'chulin, may eat chulin. Amrit, but Rabbi Abishol just told us, oichel revi b'kaidish, oichel, so a truma that makes a shlishi, habar machs m'sheni, the sheni gufa asa b'chulin, somebody who's a sheni is considered tamei, and it didn't shasa revi b'kaidish. Why didn't he learn that Kal V'Chaymer? Obviously, because he doesn't learn, like, agree with Abishol. V'chitei m'shum de'ikil l'mifrach, ma'ala t'fil yoyim shikain avatoma. Says the Gemara, no, the reason he didn't learn that Kal V'Chaymer is going to say because t'fil yoyim is unique, because the t'fil yoyim emanates, the t'fil yoyim is somebody who's a person who could be an avatoma. Says the Gemara, Ha'asnei, Rabbi Yossi learned this from Mechusu Kippurim. When he learned from Mechusu Kippurim, he could have asked the same question, that the Mechusu Kippurim is a person, and a person is an individual who could become an avatoma. So how could you learn from there? V'loy parche, and he didn't ask that question. So we see that that is not considered a legitimate question. And the reason it's not considered a legitimate question, we already learned early in our shir, is because of the pasuk, because we have kli cheres yechiyach. And that's raya that Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold with Abishol. And yet, so if Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold with Abishol, he holds like the Rabbanon. But the Rabbanon say that there's no such a thing as a revi b'kodesh.